get me Bar-Ilan. I really need Bar-Ilan or Orchel Shabbos. That's what I really need today. More than that, yeah, usually often calls it Shmira Shabbos. If I get me Bar-Ilan and Orchel Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos, that should probably do the trick. Unless some last minute things come up. You never know. Okay, well, say. So we had a withdrawal in the Sefta Shabbat and Kuf Mem. It's open to the Gemara while the machines are gearing up. See the Gemara again. The Gemara is now Kuf Mem and Aleph. Towards the bottom. The Gemara says, Kibi Kami Barley Lishrok, Smai. The Gemara says it came at Shatir Rav Adav Rava, asked Rav Huna, and he quotes Rav, Shor Bitzon and the Meniach Becham. You first put it in cold, and then you put it in the sun. Kemad the Shari Afil, the man the Osar, and he, if the one holds this Osar, Hanim Yehechaz Lo Ishti Klal, Abul Hocha the Kame the Ishti Yacham Shomal Shabbos Lo Shosi B'Shabbos Mista Kame. Okay, if he doesn't drink it on Shabbos, this potion, whatever it is, chas v'shalom, it could be in sakana, and of course, if he doesn't to avoid the sakana, everything is mutter. That's not even a question. How are we doing over here? Nothing, just?
I don't know if it's taking a while to turn on.
Then maybe it's not going to work today? Work. Okay, I guess it's a little rusty. Okay, that's what it says. So, we had discussed, and it all begins, because it says in the Mishnah, Ain't sure as Hachilkus Beposhim. That's how the Mishnah began. Okay? Rashi says that it means Shorin also Beposhim. You usually normally would soak it in lukewarm water. Beshosin also Hamayim the Refuah. After you soak, put it in lukewarm water, then you drink it for a Refuah. So instead of doing it that way, you're doing it a funny way. What do you do with a funny way? You put it in cold water, put the cold water in the sun. Ah! Mazel tov. This cold water in the sun becomes Beposhim. But that's not the normal way to do it. The normal way is to do it by putting it straight into poshrin, and that you're not supposed to do. It's supposed to do with a shinu. Okay? Rabbi, that's the important thing that we have to learn in our sukkah. So now, we saw a ritva who discusses this gemara, and once we get on the screen, want us to do ritva again, so we'll be able to. So we just start with Bar-Ilan, if you can just do that, if that'll work, and then we'll put the other ones on later. Want to get started if I can. So the this is really slow. Because it's a budgetary crisis. So everything is slow.
Well, some of there was a flood in some of the systems on Thursday. So
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, shut down.
That's the alert. I got an alert in my
yeah,
office.
Yeah, that was the alert. That was the alert, yeah.
That's maybe it's not working at all.
No, it should be working. I think it's everything.
Thursday. Today's Sunday.
Right. But it could be whatever they used to fix it, maybe the system a little bit slower.
I see.
It's not as efficient as before.
Okay. Well, if it's going so slow, I mean, we have to just forget about it. Once you get on this, we can see the ritual at least. Once you do it, well, we can at least make an initial for it. Let's stop here for the moment. We'll see the rest. Let's go on. Okay, thank you so much. We're okay now? Thank you. Appreciate the thumbs up. Let's see the ritual one more time. Showing on our Bavli. The ritual. Except the Shabbos. Kuf Melech. Is where we were at last time. Okay. Here we go. Aval hocha keva de ishti chamsha amalei shkapsa ilo shosi hashna mistake. Im tomar, im mistake, sakonis nefoshes, afila bepolshrinami. Why is this funny thing, you put it in cold water, put it in the sun, and you're doing it in a funny way? Usually raise it in lukewarm water, it's sakonis nefoshes. Yesh loma. If you make a shinui and do it in cold water and put it in the sun, it's better. I think Mar said, "Kuf kuf kuf chesed." We saw that Gemara. Remember that carrying the oil, you put it in your hair, all kind of funny ways. The mashba the ilav the mistaken. Lo havisharina le had not been for sakon, it takes sakon literally, this point. It would be asur. Afal pishu shvut shal ayade shinoi. What's he doing? He's doing it. The whole thing is a drabona. The whole thing to begin with. And he's doing it b'shinoi. What? Ksubas it says, l'goneach yas yonik cholet b'shabes. Why? Because he holds that cholet with drabona, it's b'shinoi, so it's mutter. That's his kash. This is the original kash. Everyone with me so far? So the first teretz Rabosai is a teretz which he thinks is the right teretz, which we thought was such a difficult teretz. We, you know, the truth is we sort of were not happy with the teretz, to be honest. I feel like a little bit like a fool that the Ritva is happy with the teretz that I wasn't so happy with. But so be it. What's his first teretz? The Shani Hosan that Vishinuyo Rabba Tfei Mihoshadaka Bechol Asas Gamke. It's hard to read the words. There, I mean, I know what the words mean, but I can't figure out what that word Meha, Miha, it's somewhere Yud in my me. If there's a greater Shinoi over there, Meha Shadaka Bechol Asas Gamke. I don't have every word in perfect place grammatically. What he's saying in plain English is the Shinoi there is bigger than the Shinoi here. Since the Shinoi there is a bigger Shinoi, Mutter for Chol Hashem Basakon. Here it's a smaller Shinoi, it's not. That's exactly what the Shaar Tzion said. And I didn't understand big Shinoi, small Shinoi. So Rav Shechter Shlita suggested that a big Shinoi is considered only Gzer Drabonon, and a small Shinoi is considered a Malacha Drabonon. Remember that we saw in Eretz Tzvi? Maybe along those lines. That's the first Eretz in the ritual. Good. Shalom, done. The two Motirut. The Yesh, Shapirshu. The Mistake, the Hochalav Dafka. And the Mitzdar, Machmas Cholio. It's not discussing a case of sakana. Okay, what was the question? If it wouldn't be sakana, it would have been awesome. Not true. It's mutter over here. You know, it's not a sakana. Exactly. The Gemara parallels the Gemara Subis. In both cases, it's not a sakana. Here's there. It's a chole. It's only a chole. And mitzvah makas choyek shigonech. It's exactly the same. Exactly, precisely. That's the simplest teretz of all. Mistaken is labdach. Good. So then it's poshut. Third teretz. Yesh mefarshim. Here's the lavdash of art. Mistaken is mamish. That's a simple pshat. But v'lo she mistaken im lo yishte. Not that he's going to have a sakon if he won't drink right now. Din kain. Afim b'malacha d'orais al nishtri. He has his original question. Loma. Shacholi ba'atzmo hu choli shal sakana. The illness itself can kill you. V'tzorach lishto shloshu yom. The cave and the cane, afal pi de efshu l'shahuye. She yishte v'shloshu yom v'macher. You can wait till Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Lo ma'ashina le v'shol. So you can do it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Big chiddush. Says the Holy Ritva, if that's the case, v'lo nehir, I don't think that's right. Kol hecha dika sakana klal, if there is a sakana, lo mashinele, viavagav deshul deshuye. The dunya lo yechudu mechem bechol, vachibuch gemara b'sechus yuma paid out. What's he saying over here? What do you mean lo nehir? That's exactly what the gemara says. You don't have to wait. My understanding of the Ritva's question is that in the yuma paid out, it sounds you can do it even without a shinur. Otherwise, the question to me: how do you read this Ritva? What's the question? The third answer says, what does it mean? If it's going to be dangerous, if you don't have it any 3 days, you can do it already these 3 days. No, it's not true, because you can have it, you can do it right now. That's exactly what the Gemara said. So I understand the question to mean, the Gemara said it's only mutter b'shinui, and lo nehir, it's mutter even without a shinui. That's peidal yuma, that's how I understood this question against the last teretz. And it goes back to the first teretz. Okay, let's chazer again. Comes out that a need for a shinui applies even to a derabbanan, even to a derabbanan. Right? Even to a derabbanan. And that's what he says. Even a derabbanan requires a shinui. Does everyone agree to this? No. The simple reading of the Ramban that we saw last week in Avodah Zarah Chav Chesem and Beis is not that way. It's not that way. That an isa derabbanan for a chol l'shem b'sakona, right? On a simple level would not require a shinui. That's a question. That's a question. Okay. Fine. Now, let's go a little bit further. We had mentioned Rav Shechta Shlita's Pshat, that a Shinu Gomor, we said, is a Gzer Rabbanan, and a small Shinu is a Melacha de Rabbanan. One could suggest a different interpretation as follows. Maybe we're Matir, that's sort of the middle Pshat in the Ritva. What's that? That Mistaken is Lav Davka, and the Matir, any Shvus, Shvus to Shvus. That's the middle opinion in the Ritva. That is the second opinion. That's the second opinion. Fine. The third opinion we said before, Pashtun means you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. That's how I understand the question. It's interesting. The Rabban disagrees. He said it's not true. Rabbo said the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rabban. This is not true. Could you open up please together with me? Shin Chav Ches Siv Dalet, please. It's Ritva, we went through the three pshatim briefly. Let's take a look at how it lands in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chav Ches Siv Dalet. Let's see if this Ritva is in fact accepted lehalach. Shin Chav Ches Siv Dalet. Look what it says over here. Maka shall call in the Tzricha Omer. Shafilim, ancient Bekim. Doesn't matter, you do it. Avok Shiyodim, Umakirim Bosacholi. Top of page, Kuf Samuk Dalet. Shemamtin, V'ein Tzarechilim. Also the Chalav of Apishish, Maka shall call. Wait a minute. Before Shiramban. If it can wait, it can wait. And the Ritzvot has got to say, no. Zakoni, you don't wait. You don't wait. So, apparently, we don't accept this Ritva. So it would appear. I guess it depends upon the question of Hutra versus the Chuya, right? If it's the Chuya, you have a chance to wait. You should wait. On a simple level. That's why the Ramban, the Shitas, says you require a Shinun. Because it's only the Chuya and not Hutra. Pashas, it's all together. If you can wait, you should wait. If you do the Mashinun, do the Mashinun. That's the apparent opinion of the Ramban. I guess the Ritva disagrees. It's considered to be Hutra. Okay? Now the Shulchan Aruch never mentioned Shinui. If you take a look over here at Sifyud Beis, Shinshchav Ches Sifyud Beis, the Ramah talks about Shinui, but the Mechaber never mentioned anything about Shinui. Why? Because it never says Hutra. No. So the question becomes, why in Sif Dal does he say you should wait? Proposal. What's the classical case of Hutra, Rabosa, and Shaks? We went to the very beginning, we started the Sugar way back, the first year. We started Chol Shesh Masakon. The very first year, after the Bechina.
Tumah
Hutra Betziba by Kohanim. So the question is, if they're Tumayim and they're Tahorim, you have to go find the Tahorim and you can use it to make. What does that mean? You gotta do something! Something must be done right now. You have to be marked up for Korban. So you have to do something, must you go out of your way to do it with the Orim if right in front of you there are tomatoes. Oh. But what on both sides? What happens if you can do nothing? Even though we say Rabosai, it's Hutra, and you don't need the Shinoi. Once you have to do something, you do it regular. But you don't have to do anything. Wait till after Shabbos. So then, even the Mandava who says Hutra will agree, she wait till after Shabbos. That's my pshat. Oh. And that's what Rabbi Avadya passes. We love Rabbi Avadya. Yechavedas, he passes the halacha lemaisa, Hutra, he does. He passes Hutra. But at the same time, he says, that you wait till after Shabbos. Even the Mandama who says Hutra says, you should wait. Because you have to do nothing. Nothing, zero. Ad kan diri ha-goyin, Rabbi Avadya, that you can wait. Against the Ritva. The Ritva said, you don't have to wait. So Machlok is assuming the Hutra, should you wait or not? Because you do nothing on Shabbos. So the Rabbi Avadya said you have to wait in the Ritva, and that's many other posts in the Shulchan Aruch probably goes away. Sif Dalek, but then and then the Ritva says no. And Ritva says no. Oh. So now Rabosai, the Rosh suggested, we saw this a while ago, in Avodah Zarah, in Perek Beisim and Yud, that a Chol Hashemo Sakona, you cannot do any Dirabonin whatsoever. So the question becomes, Rivoyne Shalom, how can the Rosh say this thing? It's against the Mefur Shigamara, Ksuba Stav Samach. Shorim Arenas, the Gonech, the Osyonim, the Chol of the Shabbos. What's on Dirabonin? Bokham Tzalek, Shor Rabonin. How can the Rosh say in a straight face that you can't do any of the Rabbanon? It's against the Mefurash Gemara. That's the kash. Remember I told you there's a great Sefer Halacha Rufu. I don't know if you looked in the library. It's there. In Chelek Aleph. He gives a very interesting answer based on the change in text. It was the old plot, you know, the old trick. It's Rabbeinu Chananel quotes the Gemara in the Sefer Ksuvos. Our gears, as you saw, the Mokum Tzara Shor Rabbanon. Turn to Rabbeinu Chananel in the Sefer Shabbos, printed in Al Gemara's on the Tzadivov. On the Tzadivov. Maybe I have a different shot. The old shots is in Tzadivov. The new shot is somewhere different. Let's see? Tzadi, hey, I'm an Aleph. Let's print it here. Oh. Rabbi Ossay, it depends which kind of Gemara you have. It always for harder than Tzadi Heim and Aleph. Could be the old Gemara, so maybe Tzadi Heim and Aleph. So they're not, the Rakh is lagging behind, you know, the old Gemara that weren't so precise. Take a look over here, if you have my Gemara, on the fourth wide line of Tzadi Heim and Aleph in our print. I can't tell you what it is. I think it may be Tanya Rav basically open. I don't know. Guys, see the paragraph LP. Tanya Rav Marain is over. Goneach Yonik Chol of the Shabbos. My time now. Yonik Befar Kalachayad. And what word changes now? Uvamachum what? What's the next word? Sakona! Look at Ozer Bonin. Whoa! That changes the whole world. He says what? Mokum Tzara. That's what we have printed in our Gemara. But the Rach has the word Sakona. No, prep the Rashbo against the Rav Pshita. And why bother doing the Shinoi? The answer is no, it's the Yechidish. And even if it's a Sakana, you're supposed to do it with Shinoi. That is like the Ramban against the Magad Mishnah. So, not Pshita at all. But the question becomes still a little bit difficult. What? You might have thought, what's it? Kamash Malam. That implies you might have thought Rabbanu Sakana goes to Rabbanu. What? Rabbanu make a example of Rabbanu Sakana. What's the Havamina? What's the Havamina? So I think, Rabbosai, that the Rach is the third Shita in the Ritva. What does Sakana mean? Not mistaken completely. If you won't have it a few days later, then it'll be a sakon. Then it'll be a sakon. You can really wait there for Shabbos. So you might have said that you make a gzeira to wait. Kamash falon, it's mutter on Shabbos with a shinoi. And according to the Ritva, it's mutter on Shabbos even without a shinoi. Might have to be near both sides. A person takes antibiotics. If you don't take the antibiotics, ever you will die. Chatzah Shalom. Someone told me a sad story a few days ago. His father had to. 1954, he had, I think he said tuberculosis or something like that. He died. Because they didn't, I never knew this. Said penicillin was not discovered in 1955. I said, what? So he told me. I never knew that. I just thought that it was there forever. Different heads jumped to mice and some different, which didn't.
Antibiotics in the last, not so,
yeah, fairly. I thought it was much longer. That was father died in his 40s. So we learned from here. But we should know that without antibiotics, you can die, chas v'shalom. So you can die, chas v'chalilim. I can skip one day and it won't hurt you. Doesn't make a difference. That's what we see in all these poskim. Doesn't matter. Now, the Ramban and the Avsamach required a shinui only to make the medicine, but not to take the medicine. More than that, The halacha refuah seva says further than that, according to Rambam and Sif Lam and Zayin, that a chola she'emo sakana is permitted to take medicines. Listen carefully. He's permitted to take medicines in a situation. If he won't take them, will become a chola she'emo sakana. That's what we spoke about last week. We said yes. It's permissible, even if you skip a day, you won't become a chola she'emo sakana. So writes the sefer Halacha Rafu'ah. That's how he explains the minig, that if people take medicines of many days, they don't skip Shabbos. So Shlomo Klug has said it's like a retia. You're putting it back. The Shmer Amort. It's a different pill each time. The real reason is because if you won't take it at all, you become a Kol Hashem Basakona. You're not required to skip a day. Now, if the minig even start on Shabbos, come to the doctor. Start today. If you don't start, you'll be a Kol Hashem Basakona. Mutter. We're both saying Chidush the floor. Now we come to a final sugi about the refuah before we go back to the Orach HaShabbos. So you can make gear up the Orach HaShabbos for me if you don't want to. Yes. Nun Gimel Amid Beis, we're both saying. Nun Gimel Amid Beis. Let's make it Shmir Shabbos. Two ones. Nun Gimel Amid Beis is a Gemara we spoke about a few times already. Let's see it again. Nun Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara starts by saying as follows. Behema, halfway down the narrow lines. Behema she'ochus adam, ein ma'amidin osu b'mayim, v'shvul she'titztani. By adam, it's okay. Okay, fine. Oma ula, what's all the behema? Zeh v'shem shtikas ha'mamon. By adam, nira k'meker, ein meker l'behema. Says the Gemara at the end, the first wide line, shtikas ha'mamon en gufa tanoihi. Z'machlokas ha'tanoihi. D'tanya, Behema shochla karshina lo yiritena bechata b'shul shetis rape Rav Oshia matir we pass in like Rav Oshia. Says Rashi, what's pshat in Rav Oshia? Very, very important. Rashi explains. Rashi explains. Lo yiritena gzeir b'chol refuah. That's what they're fighting about. The refuah here has nothing to do with Tanoi. Digan logoza sharafuas hatu shikas habamon. The machloek says everyone agrees that shikas habamon. That's all of the shas. But the machloek says a refuah which does not use habamonim, did they make gezer in that case as well? That's the shal. And with misova, that's the shal. So the mafarshim is kasha. Rabbi Osai, what do you do with the subsequent sugis, let's take for example, Kuf Ches Omid Beis. Remember, we're talking about Rashi here. Let's talk Kuf Ches Omid Beis. Right? Ma'ol Mimshi. We saw these Gemaras already. Let's see them again. I think we saw them. Well, you should have seen them anyway. Ma'ol Mimshi, the Gemara's discussion over here, Rashi. Ma'ol Mimshi Mehani Ma'ya Gassinan. Mi'osir Hashem Refuah. The gods are abundant. B'chol Refuah for Shabbos. Yes or no? Yes or no? The Gemara's a Sharla about this. Okay? Those sugyas, you get an impression that they answer it. Go to Tanakama. We pass the Gavoshi. There's another Rashi. Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. Rabosai, look please. Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. Another Rashi. What's the Rashi over here? Adav Kuf Mem Zayin Omud Beis. Rashi talks about. Better find it. The Yumsis Shem Nor Shemem of Meluchim. Could you go into a certain river that has salty water? Again, the same. There also, it's not really medicine. It's a bit of a doch. I could explain those Gemaras according. That's only according Shalom Kalacha. So Rav Oshi is right. There is no gzera if there's no medicines involved. So the Sefer Halacha Refuah suggests that the machlokas tanoi was only by a behema, not by an other. That's not the simple pshat in the Gemara. That's not the simple pshat. So maybe we can make the following suggestion: that even though the gzera of shtikas habamonim of Kondi Rav Oshia does not apply in these cases, it's also nonetheless Give me 1 second, please. Hello? Yes. Good. Yes. No, in the middle of the shiur. I went to the mess with 11:30 shiur, but I saw some homes I had to put up. Okay, I'll call you. Okay, sorry about that. Show the bikes. Yeah. Rabbo says another issue here. Uvda dechol. Uvda dechol. Rabbo says, look at the Gemara behind Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We're right here. That's what the Gemara discusses these particulars. Okay? And the Gemara talks about various things which you may or may not do. Look about this eighth wide line. Tana Rabbon, and Sochin and Mamashashin from Name Ayah and Shabbos, Uvulvaj to Yasik and Derech Shu Osa Bechol. There's a concept known as Uvda dechol, Rabbo says. Uvda dechol. That's the reason. If it's a matter of fact, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Zayin, please. Siv Katan Zayin. Shin Chav Zayin. Siv Katan Zayin. What does it say? The Shulchan Aruch writes, Sokhan Mamashman Danos Adei Shinun. Loi Mash Bekoach. Why? Uvdan Dechol. Who is the quote from the Tosfos Yontif? Now the Tosfos Yontif says it's a separate issue, having nothing to do with Refuah. But if you look at the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Yudal Halacha Gimel, it seems to say that Refuah in itself is Aser Mishum Uvdan Dechol. So he puts together, Rabbi Osai, what we call Shchikas HaMavonim is one branch of an Issur Refuah, and there's an additional branch, if I may use that expression, of the Easter of Refuah, namely, Uvda Dechol. So if you're not using medicines, it will be prohibited because of Uvda Dechol, Rabbo said. Uvda Dechol is a separate, unique category. I'm not sure if I can show you this to Yerushalmi, maybe if we'll be lucky. Because it's simple, Yafei 9, quotes all the various Yerushalmis. Maybe we'll be lucky to quote it. Let's see, there'll be a thank you, darling. Take it from me. It's Yerushalmi in Perek Yudal Halacha Gimel. Oh. This is Shitas HaYerushalmi. So there's a branch of the Easter of Refuah, which is Uvda Dechol, and that would apply even in a case where there are no Sanamonim. And Rav Oshia, who was Mekil on that Nun Gilam and based on the perspective of Shrika Salamana, might agree that it's us, the Mishum, Uvda Dechol. Now, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, that we have enough Nun Gilam and based, if it's not Muchach LeRefuah, if it's not Muchach LeRefuah, we could be Maker, nearer to Maker. Look at that Kuv Ches Amud Beis, we just came from there. Look at Kuv Ches Amud Beis. But the Gemara seems to reinforce the same thing. If it's not obvious, it's for Refuah, we can be Maker. The whole Sugya of Gemara seems to indicate that. And Rashi seems to say the same thing. We had the quote for Ma'al Mimshi Mehani Mai. That was Rashi before. What's a Shapra Dami? Says Rashi, Shapra Dami. The La Mukha Mills of the Refuah Ovid. Afal Pisha Merapin. Shari. The time of the Refuah, the Asir Mishles Alexander Shemesh Yishuk Tamamanim. And if it's not obvious, they never made such a gzeira. And the Gemara goes further about opening and closing the eyes. Kayotzi bo shabati. It's actually kayotzi bo shabati. Teichad the mucha chamilso l'rufu avid. Asif. Umeim etzu miftach nami mucha milso. Okay? The old question of whether it is mucha chamilso or not mucha chamilso. And it's saying about remember the wine in the eye. Yair tov ayin, says Rashi. Yair tov ayin. Omer tu pasach asur. De muchacha milsa. Al gav ayin mutter. The army le rechitza bi alma avni. Oh, only if it's muchacha milsa. Fine. So the Tosfos Rid here has the following nekuda. Let's see if we can show it through a Tosfos Rid. Go back to Bar Ilan for a minute. Oh, I just have to toss it through. Mm-hmm. what he says. Here we go. Afa gav the kavodas al refuah. Why? Look at what he says. Very brief. Talmud chacham yada. He's going to know you can't do shchika salamon. The lo gazri el ne'amaretz heroic. In other words, the person himself, he knows what his mother was. He has the rov. He's a talmud chacham. The rov and the honor was never going to make a mistake. Right? Vafilu yosi amaretz. Why? Okay. It's beautiful. The problem is the Rashi over here, Kuf Chesem and Beis, does not seem to agree with that necessarily. Give a look over here in Rashi, same daf, Kuf Chesem and Beis, but no snagabin, second wide line. That's kilorin, whatever you want to call it, they put in the eyes. The day, keva na truchua l'shrosa mir of Shabbos, iko hekeira, v'lek olimigza. So for him, since you are requiring that he prepared on Friday is a heker. Uman de chazinu, and the onlooker know, some of the rechitza b'yamai, the kosama shuyayin. That's good. But the beginning is to get an impression, is an Easter as far as the chola himself is concerned. So why is it mutla lo mukha milsa without the special heker of Erev Shabbos? I want to get the following suggestion. It goes back originally to the Megillah Sefer that we had questioned, if you recall. It seems to me as follows. If you're using samamonim, there is an absolute iser. It doesn't help. Lo mucha chavosim. That's a chiddush nifl. Doesn't help. Unless it's a hekem yucha. But achila shtir rechitza and sifa. No samamonim. They made exer other refuas otu shrika samamonim. Then they were megil lo mucha milsa. That writes the halacha refua. We derive from the Tosefta. Sam bepeh. We saw last time. It's good for Reach HaPeh, right? But if it's, let's take a look at the Tosefta one more time. Where's the Tosefta? We saw it before. Don't talk to see it again. Remember what we said over there? If you put the salmon in your mouth, if it's refuah, it's awesome. If it's a bad breath, it's mutter. Obvious question. The audible thing is, it's a bad breath. So why is it also the refuah? Says the Hevelach refuah, you know what? Because it's sam. When it comes to salmonim, there's no din of Muchamils. Oh, when it comes to Sharifus, fine. But that's the Gemara of Mosai. Adav Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look at Mosai. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. You saw this Gemara also. This is a Chazar. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. What did it say? It says that you are not permitted to put a bandage, right? Which is davar hamerape al makasa, right? If it's merape, you may not put it on the maka. However, Rabosai, the Gemara says, we saw this by the halacha lemaisa as well. If the whole purpose is just to protect it, we're just protecting it, that's not going to get hurt, right? The last few lines. No, snagabe maka yavok yavish usfug yavish avlok gemi yavish uksis innovation. What's the answer? Chobachadat tiki. I mean, how did the kasis and masu, as opposed to the others, that you're not going to cure it. All you're doing is, Rashi says, moch yavish svug yavish alav refuhi aslo yisutu begal makasha makasa. Who's about to see what's what? You can't see what is what. The answer is the davar hamerape. So Rashi says the ramasil moch. Rabbi said, Adkan, this the Kuta. Just one more brief idea before we get back to the Or for Shabbos, which we're going to discuss with Siyata and Shemaya. We saw the Gemara Daf Lamed that said the Malacha Shein Esfiqa Lugufa is awesome. Right? It's awesome. Right? Im Shachol Shishit Potter Avalas. Okay, so it's awesome. As a matter of fact, The Rabban brings the Braya from here, the third sheet in Shulchan Aruch. You cannot do the Rabbanans. So those who say that you can't do the Rabbanans, what are they going to have to say? It says the Megillah Sefer. And Shul Negufa is more strict. That's why you have the Pell against the Bialacha. If you recall, that allows you to put the babies, the Chola, under the diapers, and the diapers are going to get wet. Let's say it's Shul Negufa. So we ask the Kasha, going to be. We saw maybe that all the Lachas are created equal, if you recall, Barichas. So I wanted to make the following suggestion. At the Meiri, there, on that flag, we saw this a while ago, says the Chiddush over here in why it's Usher is only because it's an alternative. And that's what you saw the Pseudo Ran said. What's the Chiddush over there? What's the Chiddush over there? Oh my gosh, I should show it to you again, because it's been a while since we've seen it. Let's see over here. Forgive me. You've shown him Al-Hashas, probably. Where's the Kiddush Ran? I believe this is the Pseudo Ran that we have over here. Oh no. Miyuchas Ran. Oh, there's a new Bar Ilan. There's a new Bar Ilan. Shabbos. Look at that. Wow. This is special for Shabbos. Amazing. The Ran is either on the Aflamar or on the Aflamar. We'll see soon. Let's see if it's here. Wow. Oh. Yes, here it is. That's the Gemara. Chol Hashem Basakon. Wait a minute. Even cholish yesh bo sakana, pshita it's mutter. Tiratzeraza, no. From the sveikhi im yishan shumachar beolo. Kamashvan, look at the words now. Bloyotzias aner. I would say just carry the candle out. That's only the rabbanon muksa. O yichvul amasakli, cover it. Ela mechaber. Why? Li alter vizoriz umutter. We don't look for other alternatives on both sides. We do whatever is the quickest thing. Quickest thing. That's only cholesh yesh bo sakana. But cholesh ein bo sakana, it's not true. It's not true, Rabbi Osai. So it comes out that what? That Isa the Rabbanan for cholesh ein bo sakana is us if you can do it beheter. But yesh bo sakana, we don't look. We don't look. We just do it quickly. That's a very important result. Rabbi Osai, everyone with me so far? Now, having said all this, we're ready to turn our attention to the Sefer Orchel Shabbos. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Let's put the right page number. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. We have to add here 20? 19? Okay, Rabosa, let's take a look here in Reish, Ayin, Zayin. Well, we did this already. We did this. Did I show on the screen? Yeah. Talk about carrying the... let me look a little further. We did this already, yes. We did this on Thursday. So we don't have time to look at this part now. Take a look over here. Oh. Refua ba'ofen she'eno nikar. Okay. We just saw over here. More Shabbos Kufches. Shora of Yisur. Kilor Mer of Shabbos. The nose like Abba Ena of Shabbos and the Choshesh. Why? Kilor is a medicine for the eyes. It's Exer Shrikas Samamonim. But if you do it on Mer of Shabbos, it's okay. What's Rashi explain? You saw the Rashi. The Gabi Achol Atzmo in Chashashi Kosher B'Shrikas Samamonim. Because they demand he does it on Friday. It's a heck. The other people will say, they don't know. They think it's a rechitza b'yam. The Rashi, it's quoted Rabbi Osai. Let's take a look. And Shin Chav Chesiv Chav Av. If he says to look there, we should look there. Shin Chav Chesiv Chav Osai. Siv Chav Av. What does it say over here? Siv Chav Av on page Kuf Sam Rav in typical print. What does it say? Lo Chashkin Mishum Shrikas Samamonim. The Kevin lo itiru la l'shros na l'mer of Shabbos, iko e Kevin. The fi z'yesh b'gdole is manenu, she nosnu eitzo lahatil adam asova b'mitzah scholi. The kat nas truva b'Shabbos ayidei, she ya'arev os mer of Shabbos b'mashke, o b'machol, b'yofen shol yiyu nikorm, u b'Shabbos yishtes ha'mashke, o yochol es ha'machol, Below you near the clock and open through food terufa. What a chap. Who the gedolim? Shlaim is Alvin. Shlaim is Alvin was Michael. Oh. Places you'd chesam and aleph. Say no. About side. Take a look. Toys you chest, let's open up. Toys you chest, some and out. Let's look together, please, everyone. Let's look together. Toys you chest, some and out. Toys you chest, some and out. Who was rapid, so let us call a Shabbat school. I am the chest of the waves, showing Kilor, never Shabbat. Umediyach tachas ayin b'shabbos and came b'shabbos nami shor lohaniya. Yesh lomar l'kabon mayer ba'odam bari. In a mediyach ben refuah l'tachas ayin l'tanuk. Le'gadol shchusam amonim. Bach mediyach ben refuah l'shal yerev shabbos shabosai. Wow, a whole different pshat in the Gemara. In the Gemara. Wow. Shonim says like Rashi more or less, but Tosis says not that way. Lefizeh, he says, watch this. Ein mokal hatar anal shem kikil tshuva mishen al yishlo mechush. The Rosh quotes Rashi. It's exer, it's mat l'shikha salamonim. But he didn't say like Rashi. That's what? Because the chol himself is a heker, can you make it do it on Friday? What did he say? Ein ola karocha etzein av lekel l'mikzah. The Torah and Shulchan quote Rashi. The Magen Avraham quotes Tosfos, deny the whole thing. Mishnah Brura quotes Rashi, doesn't even mention Tosfos. Okay, so look what he says. He's Mekel. Does anyone agree with this? Does anyone disagree with it? Okay, this is Reb Shlomo Zalman. Okay, hold on. But here's a big question. Here's a big question in the footnotes. Not everyone agrees with Reb Shlomo Zalman. Even Reb Shlomo Zalman agrees with Reb Shlomo Zalman. Wow. Watch this. Watch. Look carefully. Ulefizeh says the Heliga Orcha Shabbos, Heter Zekayim Afetrufa Shiragilim Litloy De Eru B'Machal B'Mashke. Did we call him Yerish Heker B'Kach Shutzal B'Arvas Atruva Me'er of Shabbos? And they quoted Rashi, Mishnah Berurah. Shloim Zalman says, no. Lohiter Bezel Afetrufa She'ein Regilim B'Mos Achol La'Arva B'Machal B'Mashke. Where do you get from the Tosfos Yeshanim? You test them now, but just so what Tosfos Shem say. The Gabe di day, look inside, it's right here. The Gabe di day, leka le migzer, sheodea kilo itirulo, elai de shriya. That's a quote. Well, if you tvar made hetas and never betrupa shader, nitilas and behol, are they ever machal the mashkin? But tikunim meuluim, he's makel faker, because he withdraws that idea. But I have to tell you one thing, klar, they're both saying. The entire heter of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is not necessarily accepted by others. If you recall, we saw a while ago, Rabbi Yosha doesn't like it. He doesn't like the whole heter to begin with. But before we get to that, come back to that, I want to show you something from the Sefer Shmiras Shabbos Kilchos. Some will claim they're only mat the rechitza, but not achila, because achila, if you put it into the, like, when you were a child, did your mother ever mix the aspirin or something into the applesauce? When I was a kid, my mother would try to say, you would spit it out, because you would taste it. So it is nika. Some posts don't like the whole head, but we spoke about that from Rabbi Yosha quite a while ago. Here, it looks like rechitza. Fine. Let's take a look at Shmir Shabbos, because it's very, very important. So, which you have to discuss at some length. Where are we? Shmir Shabbos? Oh, thank you so much. Shmir Shabbos. So in Perik Lamed Dalet, in Ha'ara Zayin, try to find the page quickly. Here it is. Page page. Perek Lama Dalet. Hakoev Kev Kal Oslo Lakakas Shum Trufa. That's correct. It's only a Kev Kal. He's only, what we call a Mechush. Okay. Watch this. Ayin Tosa Shulchan. Linyan Gzeiros Chazal Shetaman Botel. Where the Tosa Shulchan suggests, Rebbe Osai, that it does not, there's no more any issue of Sabamonim at all. Once a rabbi, a modern left-leaning rabbi in Manhattan, who said the same thing, they wanted to kill him. But Rabbi Chaim Noah was no Manhattan rabbi, he wasn't a left-leaning rabbi, and he said the same thing. Can I get Ketos HaShulchan on this too? I forgot, we got it once more, did we not?
No,
it's a Chachma, yeah. It's still wrong, I'll have to show it to you inside. You shouldn't think it's coming with some modern rabbi. Ketos HaShulchan was looking here for Kuf Lamed Dalet. Volume. That's the problem. The best only three. Kuflam Adal wants to guess which one it is.
Okay.
I'll guess Vov. See what happens. Sorry, Vov. What happens now?
Maybe click on the name.
Thank you.
It has a Siman on the side.
Yeah? Oh, on the sun. Kuf Lamed Gimel. Okay, we were off by one. How do I go get Zion? What do I do?
Better you go back to the Otsar Chacham.
Okay, go here?
No, four over. Or one, two, three.
It's off by one. Okay. Thank you for showing me this. Send this up. I'm learning gradually. It's a learning curve for me, I guess. So Kuf Lamed Gimel. You want, what do you say, Siv Cut and what? Siv Cut and Roy. Siv Cut and Zion 2. What happened over here? Let's try this. I can't resist it. Demo. Zion, we found it. Okay. Zion 2. 2. What? No. Oh. 2. V'nir al-Oma. Is your full mission because there is Shchigas HaMamonim killed Faye. Came on the Akshav Ein Bekiyin the Shchigas HaMamonim. For a fool's now say they are Rokhim HaMekachas. Vali Pekudas HaRofe. Lo Shayach Limigas of the Moshe Shchigas HaMamonim. I, Dovah Shiva Minyan, quote the Torah says that Beis. Beis of Daf Lamed rather. Ein Metap and Shimitak and Klei Shir and Yolid Didan Shari. The Daf could be a man of Shim Bekiyin Nasas Klei Shir Shai Limigza. The Didan and the Bekiyin The Rambam quotes here, Rabbi Osai, take a look. Simon Shin Lamentes. Believe it, it's there. Rabbi Osai, we don't rely on it. Have to be honest. No one relies on this. Allah, the mic, no one's playing instrument. Shabbos, he's mine. Chas v'sholom. But Tosha said it. And I'll tell you, you know why? Because we can fix instruments. But you and I can fix a guitar string. I think I can. My kids certainly can. But none of my kids know how to make medicines. You can't make an aspirin or an Advil. Or maybe. That's the difference. Beferish, Rambam says, V'yeshomim, last on the page 370, the Bizman Hazak Kol Shari, and on the Bekiyim Masiris Klei Shir, V'lek on the Mikzah Shem Yitak Klei Shir, V'slo Shriachu, Evshal Zed Nogu L'Hokol Bakol, Tosis equals to Tosis. Watch. Okay, and the Magen Avraham quotes this for Paronim of Parochas. And he quotes if Amir Lenachri, Tanakh Shilach Lechupas. I it's Amir Lenachri the Raisa. It's only the Shemiyat Sviyatma, we can't do it ourselves. No, the Behuda, we can't do Bisman Hazeh, etc. He says, Batla Tam, Batla Gzeira. Because the Chuvah is a rush. What's the difference, Rabbi Osai? Hecha Shetam or Yisra Yodua. The Bezek Shabbat Latam, Batla Yisra. Mashaken Hecha Shetam or Yisra Yodua Kokach. The Oz Afshe Batla Tam, Lobatla Yisra. So if we nachal atiro. Bezebish of the Inchi Lo Maska that tile. Shigzer is a tie of a time there. Vim Natal and Maksha of Yavol, the Hatu, Zer, Apa, Mokko, Shoyashak, also a time of Shalakzera. Called Tosin Beitza. Also, all the Emetak and Merakin, the time of Zeria, Dua, Shimetan, Clay Shir, Shamachim, Aksha, Bevat, and Bottle Tabot, Lisa, Mimela. Ata, Mime, Tonu, Yoiz, Bedaito, the Shkol, Bepelis, Siklo, Ezek, Zera, Choshev, Tam, Yadua, Shalitam, and Akhalatiro. And not about the drama for Russia, but the very shown that time you do have Hutra, Hagzem, and Mesh, Valata. If he's there, Tvarov, come here, Stuart, fool, Bishabis. You can say, in a time you do a. Not about the nose. But then there's another word, another Hibish, I think it's more accurate. Im, Mehecha, Dimitchil, of a race, Hagzem, and Hilgul, Bidov. Vote see you, Minak, Klal, Osam, Shet, Tom, Shach, Tom, Xer, Shalahem. There are exceptions to the Xero. It's not, to quote a favorite expression, low plug, but when the reason doesn't apply, the Xero doesn't apply. But therefore, Yisri Rafur B'Shabbos, Shebetchila Xero, Hotziyim and Akla Rafur, Shein and Ikeres, Ochle Mashkin, or Kilurin. So, whenever there's no Chash, they never made Xero. And he gets Ratia. Why? Because they aren't on him yesterday, etc. They were Bizman Azeh. The Napakim Shikas Hamonim, but there lo Isim and Meiler Abosai. Only problem is, even the Napakim Shikas Hamonim, but they're placed in the world where they're still doing it. Maybe they make herbs in Africa somewhere. Africa. Nowhere in the USA, there's no private citizens make medicine, to my knowledge. Am I wrong? Go on the internet, see if you find that.
Huh? Probably alternative medicines.
Ah, so I know regular medicine, that's junk. No one's making Advil in the house. Nobody. So they have, he quotes, whatever maybe, he says, "Holeku bottom and miskatmas a rafu bottom merkachash bechol makom shenim tzom and yechidim oskim rafu shnishalahem." So it's a sniff. Whatever, there's a shaila, a suffix, da 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 tzagodol. You're not sure if you're kolgufo or not kolgufo. You rely upon this at least as a tziru for a bosai. Meridik. My rabbi said a little bit differently. He said, "If it's a low plug, that means." They didn't build the time of the reason into the Xer itself. The reason is a reason, and the Xer is a Xer, and then the twain shall meet. Call the tikkun rabbanu rabbosai, ke'ein doraisa tikkun. Lo dashin and tam of the krum. If the reason of the pas doesn't apply, so we don't, it's irrelevant to us. Because how should I say it best way? But the whole Torah is one big low plug. If the reason doesn't apply, then it applies. But what happens if the Torah spells out the reason? It spells out the reason. Then we do dash in time of the crow because it's in the pasuk beferish. So if Chazal gives a specific reason, then we do say dashin and tama, and we don't say lo pluk. That's how my Rebbe said in the much for lum de shuwer, Rebbe Shapta printed in one of the sorum, not exactly where. That's the clue. I want to show you inside. It's not from a modern, left leaning, modern Manhattan rabbi, but Rav Chaim Noah was where came with a long beard and face in the old city of Yerushalayim. He said exactly the same thing. Not only did he say the same thing, but getting back to where we came from, he just quoted for a second. I wanted to show it to you in greater length inside. That's a Chaim Noah. But before you get to that, the Sefer Chaim is Rav Shlomo Kluger. That's another, that's 100 years before. The Bedava Shetikunai Dei Bishel, Kamo Chuba Shalom, everyone's cooking it. Why? Why? You know why? You know why? Because none of us are going to come to cook things on Shabbos. Everyone knows that cooking is awesome. Grinding, that's expert Vichel's token. Everyone knows you can't start cooking on Shabbos. No one make the cooking on Shabbos. No one do that, says the Shlomo Kluger. Then he quotes the Orach HaShabbos and Rebbe Akiva Eger. It's very important, Rebbe Akiva Eger. The Kol Shasru Mishum Gzeira Sharina and Mitzvah. You'll see this momentarily. Whenever it's only a Gzeira, Mitzvah is okay. Rabbi Shechter said, whenever it's a Gzeira, It's b'chol Hashem b'sakon, okay. He's extending to mitzvah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, that would not apply to Shechikas HaMamonim. You know why? Fakert, gozu also ala mitzvah. To the contrary, Rav Osai. It's only, I say it doesn't apply to a bari. It's only on a mitzvah. It's only on a mitzvah. Okay? That's reason number one. There was another reason. He puts it as one sentence, but it's really two different things. Rak, zeres merchet sos, shirak me ovre averu, the kill. And that's the mashmos of the riff Rabbi Kiveg himself brings. What is this all about? What is this all about? So before we go any further, I'll share with you in a minute. He quotes a Shinta Zion, Tsar the Gufa la Gozo Alisa Mukta, such as medicines and things of this nature. Okay? And he wants to know what happens in general. He wants to know why they make a Gzera in that case, etc. But let me show you now what Rabbi Kivega says. I can hear Rabbi Kivega easily, right? He's on the Shulchan Aruch, right? I can do that? Start the project. Oh, I'm not sure that I have it even. We'll see what happens. They missed the last one. Kivager. What? Kivager. Oh, hi. Hope they have it. Mashma, the mitzvah mutter lichot afilu gufo b'chamen shukum erev Shabbos. What did it say? If you take a look, look at Shulchan Aruch. Simen Shin Zayin Sifei. This is, we spoke about this a while ago, this last week before this. And so the Mechaber posits like the Rambam, that a shvus to shvus, until the goyim bring hot water from in a chotel without an erev, so that the mitzvah can wash himself, is okay. He's not going to mean cold water. Come on. Presumably he means hot water. So the question is, how can this mitzvah wash in hot water? So the Bekiveg, you see from here, a mitzvah can wash in hot water. As long as it's heated from before Shabbos. Excuse me. The kill Yoser Mishar Shvusim. He himself says that the other Shvus is not mutter. Kevin Shurak Mekoch Gzeira, as the Riff said in Perek Beis the Beitzah. The Riff said in Perek Beis the Beitzah, that they were only matir this, Zeres HaBalonim, and they were not matir all other Zeres. What does the Rim have reference to? The Zeres in the Mishnah and Beitzah, Rabbi Osai, I'll show you the Mishnah and Beitzah. Mishnah, let's see the Gemara. I don't know if Mishnah was hard to find, it's easy to find in the Gemara. Beitzah. Mishnah says, "Kol shechayavan alav mishum shvus, mishum shus, mishum mitzvah." Can't do anything. What does this mean? Can't climb a tree. Can't ride on an animal. You can't go on a raft. You can't clap and you can't dance. Why can't you do all these things? Gzera shem yidlos, gzera shem yetsa, gzera shem yakov tzlora, gzera shem yakov chavis, gzera shem tam kleishim. All gzeras, and they ask him. So the Riff says in Masech the Beitza, that they were matir gzeres habalon. You know why? Because it's not a shvus or a shus or a mitzvah. So the pashut pshat is, it means as follows: all these cases, you're afraid if we allow you to do A, you will violate B, you yourself. That they couldn't be matir. Gzeres habalon is a different story. If they allow you to take a bath, someone else, the unscrupulous bathhouse attendant, is going to cook up water. Not you. That and only that they were making the Lokom Tzah. Ad Kan Rav Osai, the distinction of Shlomo Zalman, therefore, Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa, said no dice. What did he say? Shir Salamonim, A, was Bedafkan and Mitzar, and B, only Merchat Sos, may over Avera, somebody else with the kill. And that's what the Riff says. Rabbi Kivay quotes it over there, Only this, which is not a grishus or shvus or a mitzvah, just someone else. This is the Malkum Rabosai Mitzvah. We have to reconcile this with the famous Gemara Rabosai, which says enough kuf zayin and manal. If you take out a splinter, the Malkum Tzali was Rabbanan. That's for, not for this minute. But if Malkum Chol Hashem Basakona, we can still say that the Chazal were not machmir in these Shabbos. Oh, let's go back now to the Orchel Shabbos. That's where we came from. The Orchel Shabbos often quotes Shmir Shabbos. But we're supposed to be focused today on the Orchel Shabbos. Okay, boss, let's go. Watch what it says. Look at this. We've spoken about this already a little bit before. So it's about sleeping pills. Depends on the matzah. Let's take a look at the footnote. Sometimes it's not a sickness. You're nervous about what's happening tomorrow. You're worried. Sometimes you have your nerve problems. You never fall asleep. Sometimes it's like a long-term thing. Chola kol gufo, really bad. But the first one, he says, should be no problem. It's not a refuah at all. Not a refuah at all. It's like getting rid of your nerve, your intoxication. So certainly getting it. It should be no problem whatsoever. The Taz says that even when it comes to intoxication, it's a problem. If you're using Selamon improper, because B.M. don't do it. Even in a case where the people is not considered a refuah, not a mechush or a chizuk aguf, just shouldn't get be drunk anymore, still you shouldn't use it with salamonim, which are also used for refuah. Uh-oh, that's bad. Okay? And this is quoted by the Alter Rebbe, Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Berurah left it out, maybe he argues. All right, so let me just really look at the Taz inside and see it. Taz Shin Chav Ches Chav Zayin. Where are we, Rebbe Osei? Taz. Shulchan Aruch, Farsha Shulchan Aruch, Taz. Mishin ishtake. The mashin of hakeach shichruso mimenu ain't a refua. But the ain't lumod mizeh. Het el osnum shenogin ksas medinos losem toch hachotem efer me esef kosush. Hapka shichrus. He's saying you put it in your feet in water. No. He also efer pulosu berefua le shagborim. Gamke. Afa bishen a shikar. The shagmog zeh shum salamanin. Amazing kiddush. If that's the case, if this Taz is correct, we're in trouble over here. Go back where we came from. Kadure Shena, Hamatsuyim is my name. Mishamashim, who's the Hebraist there? Biminun Acher. What's Minun? Different dosage, right? Or different form. Gam Kirafula Ragos Choli Atzavim. To solve problems of nerves. In a Liba that Taz, and the Mishamas have built for Sharishon. Shina Sol Mechush Klal, just nervous. Tila the David says, maybe you should consider getting rid of drunkenness, like apoptosis, you have to throw up. And Hafak Hashivas is considered to be prohibited to Sam. And some say the same thing would apply to inability to fall asleep. Okay. What if you have a nerve issue, and you're sick, and you really can't take it? What about the third case? You've managed long term. Shlomo Zalman says, that's mutter, because it's a cholish kolaguf. I mentioned you. Rabbi Yashiv Aser this, and was matir this. I saw that the opposite. Fine. What about Ritalin? Rabbi, who's heard of Ritalin? Who has heard of Ritalin? I think it's maybe the number one in medicine in America, but it's passing Lipitor or Advil. That was on Ritalin. Every kid's nervous, it was on Ritalin, right? What did it do? The Matara Shipur Keshev Rikuz. No one can concentrate anymore, that Ritalin. When we were growing up, no one never heard of Ritalin. We managed to concentrate. I guess today in the Game Boy age, people can't concentrate on Ritalin. So what's the din of Ritalin? What's the halacha of Ritalin? Yesh lahavkin, bein, dargos shona shel tzorech. Yesh shel chacham, v'chol mikre. I'm not sure what that means. In other words, if somebody can't function, that's what I answered to me, then you can take it. What about a cotton? If you need it a lot, because a cotton is by definition a chole she'ein bo sakon. Fine. Let's go further. Watch this. The boss will look very carefully. Teeth. A person with a bad toothache. Very, very bad toothache. You're afraid, chalila, of an infection in the root. Oy vey. Hashem rach, a root canal. Oy. People tell me it's the most terrible. You know this who ever had it? They tell me it's horrific. Not fun. Not fun. Okay, that's an understatement. It's the worst, they say. Muta letapel b'zeh, afay they wrote for Yisrael. It's mamish lakonis the fush, he says. Wow. You know what he says? It's mamish lakonis the fush. Wow. If it's no sakana, wait to lift Shabbos. If no sakana, it's terrible pain. It's not for the mishkav or cholak or gufa. It's such pain you can't function normally. You're cholak shema sakana, and you can take the painkillers. It's very, very important to know. You can take the painkillers. Okay? You can take the painkillers. It's very important to know. It's in this problem. Yeah?
It's something like a
throbbing. Throbbing. You can't function.
Can't sleep,
can't learn, can't daven, can't eat, can't anything. Look what he says. He says, just stop pain. The Gemara about Azara seems to say, you shouldn't take the vinegar, stop for pain. Egle Tal says, Mi sheshel keiv chozik b'shinayim obeinayim, dina kachola shem basakona, afalom afalom ishka, just the mere pain itself, you take medicine. And tell a guy to do work for you. Then I call Shema Sakana. Even though you're not, what's the reason? Kevan, look at that, interesting, love the reason in that glitter. Kevan, the im tiyamaka, oh, holy mamish, b'shima v'inai. Hare, the Sakana, lochen k'sheyesh ke'ev, kozok, nachtina, n'chadarga, v'yavina, dechtin chola, she'ein bo Sakana. Amazing. What's the glitter do with this? The grub. The Gra, the Ramah says, "Mishyesh lo meichus shecholim ena kol gufo." It's true that cholah shenachav lemishka and cholah shein bo sakana. Okay. In other words, if you're so sick, you know you're walking around, you treat it like you're in bed. What's the Gra source? Avodah zarah chavches cholshesh b'shina v'mkoyav leituva harayzeh kemaka shel cholah u'mechal azas haShabbos. So far, so good. The Chorot Sarachian, the Hasam Irina Bedava Shal Sakana, Velochain Sharina. This says Maka Shal Cholov. Achminai Nilmo, the cave Chazak, Nos Lodin Shal Cholov Shem Bo Sakana. Says Agletal, no. The Gra understands, Mitov Shem Yeh Choli Mamash Bashinayim, Echoshev Cholov Shem Bo Sakana. Lochain Gam Bekoyav Leituva, Avsh Eino Bedaga Shal Cholov Shem Bo Sakana. Nonetheless, Mud lasos master refuah. We're going to call us ein bo sakana. Ad kana glita says the Orach Shabbos. Ulechora. Dvaram elu duchukim heim bebir agamar. The rehitas agamar mashma shahet ol gamer sachom esolvea machos as sakana. V'yein shum remes lomar shuhet the mechudosh v'tad the nachtina darga. He says, you know, the glita is a tremendous going, but the poshup shab the gemara doesn't sound that way. Lule divrei Egle Tal yesh lefarshim divrei agor b'pshitus. That granochat ha-mechush b'chol al ha-guf eino nechshav sakona elam kenu begeder choli. As the Gemara says, im koyav le'tuva b'shinayim mechal ha-sleas ha-shabes amad ha-chazina de koyav le'tuva mash v'leke chole. V'miach ha-keven shu chole b'mokom chalal sheyesh v'odin choshish v'sakona learn to grow and he ke'ev. That what is cholah and mutar masir refuah of amir lenachri. That's all in the Rambam's case. The call they too much cholah kol gufa matters. He doesn't necessarily like the Egle Tal so much. Okay, fine. Let's go a little bit further and give examples. Rambam said, have ever you ever worn a retainer? What a retainer! In our day, everyone was into the orthodontist. Mutar lilbosh plata liyishu shinayim. You're allowed to wear a retainer on Shabbos. Why? It's medical. Hatam, pula refuit, sheyesh la sosa klavas hamamun. You can't do it with drugs. as we saw. And that's what, take a look at Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Gimel. Let's refresh our memories. We were here last week. Shin Chav Ches, Rabbi Al-Sain, Sif Mem Gimel.
Why
Because it is. It's fix your teeth. Is it for cosmetic reasons?
Yeah, you can live with it.
No. If you don't have straight teeth, you get cavities and teeth. That's what I was. When I was brought into this as a high school student, and if you don't fix your teeth, you're gonna have cavities. And it wasn't just cosmetic. Dr. Kuttner was my book doctor. You know that name? Lived right on 100, where of 147th Street on 70th Road. Uh-huh. Yeah. Was Dr. Zatz out of the office? Yeah. Dr. Kuttner? The two of them. Dr. Horowitz, maybe there now. Maybe?
Dr. Horowitz?
A pediatrician? Could be there. Yeah. I went there so many times. Oh, yeah, I have such memories of that office. Well, they didn't do it for cosmetic reasons. Come on. I hope it's all so vain. Anyway, so he says over here, Shekol Echad Be'el Ein Osim Samarim. So he's about there. Goes to Mishnah Berurah over here. Sifkon Kuflam. Afsha Gam Rafu Azuk Sheik. Yev Shal Asosim Samonim. Lo Itiel and Yej Bokum Tsar. Where's Tsar? Mishnah Berurah says Kuflam and Vav. Yilav Hachi Hoya Osrach Aponim. Mishnah Uv the Dachol. We spoke about it earlier today. Uv the Dachol is a branch of Yisir Rafua. He went out Samonim. That's what we told you earlier today. So he claims a chiddush. We didn't need that. She'ena pula shall yishur shinayim nikeres klal rak achazman oruch about a year or 2 years or 3 years. It goes forever. These things go. Mistabe she'em is a uvdin dechol. So Pshlamu Zalma had the same way in Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Okay. So those of a plata, it's okay. Let's take a look at Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa. Let's take a look at both sides. We have it here. We're on Perek Lamed Dalet, am I correct? Yeah, let's go over many more pages over here. Let's go over see if we can get over here. No, we got too far. Try this. What? Oh, it's a lot of head. Here we are. Watch. Shlomo Zalman, right over here, in Perek Lamed Daled, says that plat l'shinayim is permissible. Let's see. Plata, mutl paranayim in Shabbos. Why? Quotes the same sif we just saw. No shikas samamadim. No isi refuah. Yeah. And zman aruch. They mean the same words. It's nothing to do with the uvda dechol. Shlomo Zalman. Baruch Hashem. It's always good to have him on your side. So let's go back to Aruch Hashem. Talk about exercise and things of this nature. What's the exercise? The Mishnah, right? Hanitzlech lasot targilehit amlut o physiotherapia. You know what that means? I'm here. I'm an aslok amyatzlo mechushim mesuyamim. What's it then? If there is a tipul trufati, is a drug that can do the same thing. Also, shiras ha'mamon. If you have to do it for a long time and do it on Shabbos, if you don't do it on Shabbos, yipaga tipul, there are room to be makel in such circumstances. That's what he says. Okay. Why, generally speaking, are these things prohibited? You can't run for health. Walking is a different story. Let's take a look at the bottom. He says, like this. Watch. We saw this already. May his amas have a kubelas b'yamein. He actually has also been samanon in. V'yein b'zek zershi gesamanon in b'huach b'mishuvan al mem gimel. Mr. Rura Kuflamid Vav, we just read it a second ago. And then he adds, Zilusa de Shapsor, Rabosai. People, can you imagine people jogging on Shabbos? What big a zil is there in their jogging shorts? Even they're wearing a suit. I never saw someone so jogged. I never, in my life, some jogging in a suit. But even if they're wearing a strimal in the jogging, it's still Zilusa de Shapsor. That's not a Shabbosic activity. Omnam Haradatka Shanika Shakovea Asol de Sakasamas. The guy has what's it called? Isometric? Is that the right thing? Is that the right word? Yeah, put your hands like this. No one knows I'm doing this. No one knows I'm doing for exercise. That would be okay. To run, which is the most thing I have to do, lift weights in the gym, that was an exercise, that's you can't do. And more than that, says in Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, you know how to run for a fool. Let's take a look. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Aleph, Sif Katan. Zion, let's take a look, Rabbi Osei. Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Zion. Please take a look. Mishnah Berurah, Shin Aleph, Sif Katan Zion. You'll find it. Page 154. What does it say? Sif Katan Zion. He says that even if your intention is for a fool, it's not obvious. Havel also lorutz kadesh yischan in the refuah, gave it a mucha milsa, obviously it's for medical reasons, because the other way not to take a psia gasa. Vosna mucha mishrigas hamamanim. That's it, finished. Right? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. It's obviously for medical reasons, otherwise you're not allowed to do it. Post not psia ktana, we said. Okay? That's what it says. Fine. Now, the question that becomes, what is the answer base? Bachuria amis angin bikvitzasim amurutasim mutter. Kids, they enjoy jumping around and running around, playing tag, whoever wanted it. That's mutter. Afilu lechatchila, shezehu oneg shelohem. Rabbi Osei, I'm asking a question. People who jog, is it oneg shelohem? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I love kids, they like to play tag, Salucci, I don't know what they called when I was growing up. But to run, you run because you're disciplined, you want to make your health better, you want to be more fit. People stop kind of enjoy running?
Yeah.
Who in this room enjoys running? Yeah, really? I used to enjoy basketball, baseball, football, tennis.
But it makes you feel healthy. There's like enjoyment and then it makes you feel healthy. And it releases endorphins.
It's called this thing called runner's high, which is like if you do it a lot, you get become like it, your body starts to get used to it. Like
you enjoy it.
Yeah, it releases certain chemicals that make you feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
But maybe you should allow that too. That's hard for me to imagine it. They could only imagine kids to run, jumping around, and running around. Going into that part after people really enjoy their running, they really enjoy being healthy and then being fit and that race us. But after running, it's running itself is so. The loneliness of the long-distance runner was a famous, he didn't say he enjoyed himself so much. He was a disciplined guy. He wanted to win a marathon. Okay, I never was a runner. Even when I played ball, I just like to run too much. When basketball, say you have to run. I never used to run so much. Hold on 1 second, please. Just 1 second. Hello? Yeah. I'll be finished in 10 minutes. Where are you? Good, I'll call you as soon as I finish that, okay? Do you know where you're going? Oh yeah, come on in. Bring him in. Yeah, just come on in. But they can come to the fifth floor and come say hello. Oh, if you want to go there first, then I'll meet you there immediately. Okay, bye. Bye, see ya. Okay. So again, you tell me it's enjoyable, as kids enjoy it. I don't know what can I tell you. It's still a zulusa though. I like your kid. Okay, running a jogging shorts on a shot. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't. Really, I don't think you can do it, even if you're doing jogging. I can't imagine. Now, hold on a second. Now, let's look at the beer halacha of both sides. Sif Membeis. But there's something which is somewhat parallel. Take a look. Shin Chav Ches, Sif Mem Beis, in the Bir Halacha. Ein Mis Amlin, right? Kedei Sheyiga B'Yazir. Look at the Bir Halacha over here. Shin Chav Ches, Kedei. Last line. The Rambam says, Ein Mis Amlin, because you're doing it for the sake of sweating. Rashi Shafirish, Tainet Shemeshavshir, V'Koach. Umash Afilu Meina Meziyam. Even if you're not sweating. Okay? Uladina, we can be somewhat lenient in this respect, like the Rambam, right? The Rambam, the past like the Rambam. What did the Rambam say? That the problem is only a problem, what? If it's in order for sweating. Implying if it's not for sweating, then it'll be okay. And apparently the Rambam does not hold from the Uvdud Dechol of Rashi. Right? Uvdud Dechol of Rashi. But again, I want to show you what he says over here. Watch this. Look, let's together. Look. Oh, the law of Mashiach, maybe Mishnah Brura, you can't run on for a fool. Even to walk is a shayla in Mishnah Brura. Kol shken shenis, amel matar sefuah l'chazik mizgah. Aye, the Rambam, yeah. The exclusion of Shin Chav Zayin Beis, when you mishav shay guf al ha'asa, Rashi of l'chol, we can be made. But mishav shay guf al ha'briyus, it's for health. I think most people run. Is there anyone who runs for enjoyment and not for health? Really? For health too, I thought. Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Shmir Shabbos, says, look at this amazing thing. If you enjoy the exercise, it's mutter. He compares it to Bachrim. Look at that. So he says, well, if you really enjoy it, but I don't know if he says if you enjoy it, it's really for enjoyment, or maybe it's a combination of both. Let's go back to Shmir Shabbos a little closer. I gotta go back all the way to the beginning. What does it say? Perek Tazayin? What did you say? Tazayin or Kufa. Okay, the page number in a second. Way back. Page number. Oh, no, way back. I want to show it to you anyway. What is that? Mischakei ritsa kvitsa tofeset. That's tag. Yeah? Mutter. You jump around. This amel is awesome. Exercise is awesome. Okay? Vimnenem and arisamus atzma. Yeshloba de shari. What's he talking about? He's talking about adults? He's talking about kids. This whole thing is about kids, no? Maybe not. Maybe it's even adults. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like, maybe. Okay, maybe. Let's go back to Orcha Shabbos, because we have another few minutes. And he says as follows. Tagize physiotherapia. Therapia. The chizik shrir and muscles, which are weak. Hey, them zeh shrir samamonim. Why? People shi have shabbos, you can't do with drugs. But of the chol, we just saw. Then he says, "In my people, I rotsu. If you need it constant every single day, it's b'malchum tsar shelo asu b'zeh mishne brua kuf lamed vav. It could even be sakana sevachas v'shalom. Even trufas would be permissible. So he allows it. Oh, that's what he says. And what about running for health? He doesn't think you're allowed to do it because it's not for. Okay, fine. Now let's see a little bit more over here on both sides." A little bit more. We saw a machlekes, Rabbi Osai. Can a person walk for health purposes? Mishnah Berurah, Shinai, machlekes. Eli Rabbi, Mogad Rabbi, and Eli Rabbi. Mogad Avraham is matter. You know why? Why? Lo mucha milch, what I thought. No one knows you're walking for health. They say, stop walking. It's like machlek b'riim. That's what I thought. Mogad Rabbi is right. Eli Rabbi is machber if he's a kavana for a fool. And the Shara Tzion says the Rambam, is machmir. Why? Because also this amal b'shabbos shelo yelech deshiyiga v'yaziyah. It's ma'aseh b'riyim. Maybe hold. It's nika me'alichoso shemahalech b'ofma shiyiga v'yaziyah. It's not a lochi k'adicha k'darko. And you can't bring it right against the Mogen Avraham. So therefore, it's only time it's usher if you can tell it's not a teal b'yamah. Now Rabbosai, What can I tell you? If it's not Nikar, you can be Mekel. I usually walk very quickly. Now, at Shabbos, I don't walk quickly, but if I'm going to the Bar Mitzvah, it's quickly. I tell you my joke with the Bar Mitzvah. So how do you know where I'm walking? See, we're walking fast on Shabbos. The truth is, I don't want to be a Balgaiva, but mostly on Shabbos, I walk quickly because I'm usually going through some mitzvah or other. I walk into say a shir, I'm walking to eat, I'm walking to make kiddush, I'm walking to. So I walk fast. So I thought there's room to be Mekel in this Shabbos. That's what I thought. Came nearly, you can be Mekel. Aye, Shaloi Hiluch Shabbos, Kiluch Shalchol. So apparently, they're not going for a four. Who says? He asked in the time of Hiluch Shabbos, Hiluch Shalchol. So before Shi Gemara, on that Kuf, you give him a base. Right? You can't do it. So what did he say? So a four, they did not say Hiluch Shalchol. I think it's completely correct. They never made an Easter. If it's for a mitzvah, not for a four. Fine. Now, Rabosa, I want to begin. Tomorrow, we have a number of things to do. Number one, remember, famous last words. When we started this Indian, I told you, we're going to incorporate in this limud three malachas. Gozes, the Mareach, and the Tilas Tashan. We only have one more day to go. We haven't even started any of those three. All right, so we're in trouble. But let's start the Mareach, which I think is the most important. And we can, another 4 minutes, whatever it is. We'll just start it. In Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss tomorrow the Mareach, Tilas Neshama, and if you have time, maybe you can go this. I'm a big optimist. But after tomorrow, I have to start Chazara. Now, I want to tell you right now, Tuesday and Wednesday are both irregular schedules. Some of you, when's reading week start officially?
Wednesday.
So Tuesday is irregular, the Yom HaTzvot. The Yom HaTzvot is become after Bittul Torah. Exactly. So it's a big problem. The thing is, kind of a Yom Iyun. He even got me to speak at the Yom Iyun. We were against all Yom to begin with, but I couldn't say no to them. I'm speaking about Halachas of Yom HaTzvot. Hilchas Yom HaTzvot. That's my topic. It's a little bit technical, but since I'm a big Rav Avadya was nifta a short while ago, I want to call the Chivas Rav Avadya. The whole Shiva Chivas Rav Avadya. Right, it's wrong. That's the whole, it's my whole shit. I'm going to give you advance notice. Maybe they make copies if they want to. The Chvod Rav Avadya, I think we should do it. But you tell the guys in charge, okay?
It's just new.
What?
The Yom Iyun is new. The Yom Iyun is new?
Yeah, they're not up for.
Oh.
Tuesday. They said, look, they said, Rebbe's not going to be sure anyway. So what did the Rebbe say? What does that mean? Whatever, so we lost this one. So I'm speaking of 40-minute shiur, which is, I think, from 9, 7 until 10, 15, 10, 10. Then we're going to have shiur right after that, a regular Chazar shiur. Until 11:30. 11:30, I'm stuck with the PPP, and then there's a luncheon. I think 12 something. So it's a whole complicated thing. Wednesday is different for another reason. Wednesday, Rabbi Lau is coming. Chief Rabbi can't conflict with him. Now, I'm going to start shiur. I guess 9:30 until 11. He's starting at 11. Both Tuesday and Wednesday, I reserve the right to say shiur again until 3, because. So I may have to say two half shiur on both Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday I don't want to give any shiur, I want to have a bechina, an oral bechina. I'm told that there's some people who are going to still give in their written bechinas between now and then. Please, if you can give it to me by Wednesday, I'll have it back to you by Thursday. I'm telling them to give back the bechinas that you gave me and have the oral bechina and wish you a good summer. Now I was supposed to speak to the guys today. I only spoke to two guys that I got called in by other things. But with Hashem, not too big shiur, I can do the rest tomorrow. You know what? Let's forget about the Mareach. I thought we started. We had too many other announcements. We'll stop here. You know, tomorrow we'll start with the Mareach. We'll use the Oracle Shabbos and other Svarim. Then we'll talk about Tilas Neshama. And maybe we'll get to a little bit about Gozes as well. Okay? Good. Made progress.